There are conversations from a long marriage with Joanna Lumley and Roger Allam next. That's after this.
Keris Matthews.
Together, we go on a journey crossing genres, eras, countries and languages.
It's a wonderful, wonderful feast of sound between Brazil and Wales.
Playing hand-picked treasures from all over.
I love that laid-back groove. Great vocal performance there.
We meet interesting people.
I started to think about cotton and a lot of the big historical problems that really interested me.
And in short, revel in great recordings.
Keris Matthews.
Listen anytime on the BBC Sounds app.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
We're now on BBC Radio 4, the return of the award-winning series starring Joanna Lumley and Roger Allam about a long-time married couple who are still passionate about life and one another.
Conversations from a Long Marriage.
By Jan Etherington.
Starring Joanna Lumley.
And Roger Allam. Episode 1, Birthday Blues.
The things we do for love. The things we do for love.
I really don't think he suspects anything, but... Oh, yes, I know, no. No, we must be very careful, darling. Still, not much longer, and then we can... Thank you for calling. Bye. How long have you been listening to me?
40 years, give or take. Who are you talking to?
Nobody.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
You don't want to phone a friend? Oh, you just have. Or did he phone you?
Who said it was a he?
Was it?
It's just a wrong number.
It sounded like a friend. A very good friend. Intimate, even.
People get embarrassed when they misdial. I was just putting him at his ease.
So you said, we must be very careful, darling.
No, I said, we must be very careful dialing.
Ha! Nobody dials anymore, we just press buttons.
Maybe, but if we make a mistake, we always say, I must have dialed a wrong number, don't we?
What an accomplished liar you are.
You think?
Here's what I think. Either you're having an affair, or you're planning a surprise birthday party for me.
OK, I confess, I'm having an affair.
Thank God for that.
Really?
Of the two, that's definitely the preferable option.
You'd rather I was taking a lover than planning a party?
A surprise party, you said?
No, you said.
Well, is it?
Not anymore, obviously.
Good. My worst nightmare is to walk into a room and have a dozen people leap out shrieking, surprise!
You say that, but you'd love it, really.
I can promise you I wouldn't.
But it's quite a big birthday.
They've been big for some time.
And it's ages since we had a party.
I don't want a party.
What do you want?
I want to forget it.
Not an option.
Let's go away somewhere, then.
We can't. The painter's coming next week.
OK. We'll go out for dinner somewhere.
Fine, but only if we can be strangers.
It's my birthday, I decide.
Oh, it's fun to pretend.
So, let's pretend we're the old folks claiming the pensioners' discount dining vouchers.
Ooh, I want it to be sexy. A date night.
Appalling Americanism.
At least it acknowledges the importance of making time for romance.
Oh, that. Must we?
Oh, come on, you old curmudgeon. Let's have a play date with a dash of 24 hours from Tulsa.
You mean 44 minutes from Tulse Hill.
We'll meet by chance in the bar, and you're new in town for a conference on... what do you want to be this time?
Left alone.
Oh, come on, use your imagination.
I definitely don't want to be a trapeze artist again.
Something intriguing and moody. Nuclear scientist.
Boring boffin.
Brains are very seductive. Look at Arthur Miller and Marilyn Monroe.
That didn't last long.
And I'll be a wealthy widow.
Is this fantasy or wishful thinking?
And you offer to buy me a drink. And that leads to dinner.
Same old, same old.
And then I take you back to my place. And the evening ends...
With a massive argument, as usual?
Oh, no. You slowly break down my defences.
You don't have any.
And I'm sweetly compliant.
I'd definitely like to see that.
And then we, you know...
Dot, dot, dot. Chapter 2. The next morning.
Oh, how I miss Barbara Cartland's decorous prose, leaving it to the imagination.
Much more erotic than today's panoramic pump-and-pants sex scenes.
Who said anything about sex? If you're going to be a techie boffin, I'll invite you back to mine so you can retrieve my hard drive.
Baby, can I take you home? Baby, let me take you home. I
Oh, I really enjoyed this evening.
Oh, me too. But I think I'll nip upstairs and get some Rennies.
No, no! You're a stranger, remember? You've got to keep the mystery alive.
Even though we're home?
It's not supposed to be your home.
Okay. This is a very nice place you've got here. How many bedrooms?
Does it matter? We only need one.
Let me help you off with your clothes. Coat.
Oh. Oh, that's the coat ditched. But I'm used to my maid undressing me.
Then tonight, I am your page of the bedchamber.
Let me make it easy for you.
Wow, no zips, straight over the head. Almost as if you thought you'd get lucky tonight.
I did, but not this lucky. Come upstairs and make love to me.
It'll have to be one or the other.
My late husband told terrible old jokes like that.
My kind of guy.
Hey, let's do it right here.
In the hall?
It's fully carpeted.
A bit chilly.
That's because my very late husband didn't replace the draft excluder.
What if something comes through the letterbox?
Postmen don't deliver at night.
Amazon does.
Oh, God, you remind me so much of him. Spontaneity brought him out in a rash as well.
I'm all for spontaneity, but I'm worried about the umbrella stand once we start thrashing about.
What are you planning to do? Star jumps?
Ah, my reputation for inventive foreplay precedes me. Do you have anything wider where we can cavort?
I have a 7-foot sofa in the withdrawing room.
The withdrawing room?
I'll show you where it is, because you don't know, do you?
I think I can feel my way.
Don't kick the door open, it's just been painted.
But I don't know that. I'm a stranger here.
Oh, God, George will have to redo the whole panel.
Who's George?
Who cares?
God damn it!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you!
Well, that wasn't embarrassing at all, was it?
Oh, jeepers. Oh, I'm not even awake.
Lucky you, being able to sleep. I didn't close my eyes all night.
In that case, you're a medical miracle.
What?
You've perfected the art of snoring with your eyes open.
The snore card. You're always playing that one.
Come back to bed.
Don't want to.
Then go away and return as a nicer person with a cup of tea.
Not thirsty.
Oh, for goodness sake. You still think I knew they were going to surprise you?
I've yet to see evidence to the contrary.
I respected your wishes.
So you definitely told them I didn't want to party?
Of course, and they said, fine, no problem.
But they did it anyway. Why?
Oh, I don't know, because they're your friends and they like a party. Maybe some of them didn't get the cancellation memo.
Did you send it?
Check my messages, why don't you?
I will. How did they get in the house?
I gave Sally a key to let the painter in when we went into town on Thursday.
And there you have it. An inside job.
Oh, look, do you think I'd have let us strip off if I knew a dozen of our friends were piled up behind the sofa?
You might have. Could have been a part of the fantasy evening you didn't tell me about.
I would never have made fools of us.
But it wasn't you that looked a fool. You looked like a Victoria's Secret model.
For you? I looked like that for you. Not an audience.
You laughed when they jumped out.
Because it was funny.
What's funny about being publicly humiliated?
Oh, they're our mates. You weren't humiliated.
The worst bit was having to put my clothes back on in front of them and stand around and chat.
Wasn't it sweet of Mike to bring a plate of mini chorizos and chilled melon balls?
Is that supposed to be funny?
And Elaine made you a lovely cake.
With a number on it.
It just said 58 plus VAT. I thought that was very subtle.
Nothing about last night was subtle.
Oh, it was certainly one of your more memorable birthdays. Second only to your 50th, when we both jumped into the Trevi Fountain.
You pulled me in.
And we got arrested by the Carabinieri.
I'm not having any more birthdays.
Oh, I'm not sure you have a choice.
I'm going to ignore them.
But you get presents on birthdays. Some really great ones that you don't always appreciate at the time, or even 24 hours later.
What have I done now? You're supposed to be nice to me on my birthday.
It's not your birthday anymore. Why don't you like my present?
Who said I didn't like it?
You asked for a bike. I bought you a bike. You haven't even taken the cellophane off the handlebars.
I asked for a carbon fibre racing bike.
Yes, but that was always a ridiculous idea. You hadn't ridden your racing bike for over 5 years, since your knee started to play up. That's why we gave it to Terry.
But my knee's been replaced.
And you have to look after it. I know you love cycling, so I thought an electric bike is easier to manage. The perfect answer.
They're for old geezers.
You're thinking of mobility scooters.
That'll be the next thing.
An electric bike will be really good exercise for you.
I want a proper bike, not a mobile sewing machine.
You haven't even tried it.
It won't be enough to build up my stamina, tighten my core.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about my fitness regime.
You haven't got one.
How do you know?
I think I'd know. You don't even own a pair of running shorts.
Who said anything about running?
OK, so I go swimming and do Pilates. What's your fitness routine?
Perhaps I'm starting one now. I'm going to give up drinking.
What? For how long?
As long as it takes.
Till I get fed up with you being irritable and morose and threaten to leave unless you have a glass of wine. We already have 4 days a week without drinking.
Two.
Are you sure? Feels like four.
I want to get strong and fit.
And young again. Big birthdays tend to have that effect.
It's nothing to do with my birthday.
Ah, of course it isn't. Except it always is.
How old do you think I look? That's too long a pause.
You look good.
Have you still got the receipt?
For you? No. Guarantee ran out 30 years ago.
For the bike?
As it happens, I have, but I'm not taking it back.
I don't want an electric bike.
I don't want a moany husband with a dodgy knee, but I've got one. And I'm trying to look after him by suggesting it might not be a great idea to get on a bike that's got a top speed of 100 miles an hour and a saddle like a cutthroat razor.
Stop pushing.
You're sitting on my leggings.
Where are you going?
Out.
But it's barely sunrise.
Best time of day.
Are you off for a run?
No. A bike ride.
I thought your bike had a slow puncture.
It does. I'm rescuing your gleaming state-of-the-art electric bike from the dark recesses of the garage where it has been languishing, lonely, unloved and... Get off my socks. Yes, probably frightened and peddling it to the sunlit uplands of the Top Common.
Did I say you could?
Don't push it. Honestly, Sal, it's been a week now, and I'm still the only one riding this bike. He's sulking. And checking out 10-speed Claude Butler's online. He thinks he's Bradley Wiggins. Sir Bradley, sorry. I'm just watching him coming up the path now. He looks despondent. Yes, of course it's all about the birthday. He won't admit it. I better go. Bye. OK, bye. Hi. How was town?
There are roadworks on Castle Street. I had to go all the way around the back of the football stadium, and then there was nowhere to park.
You could have zipped through the roadworks on your new bike.
Just once. Could I come through the door without you mentioning the flaming bike?
Look, I know you're disappointed that you can't pick this bike up with one finger and strut about in a Lycra jumpsuit.
I was never a Lycra lout.
But as we get older, there are some things we have to stop doing because the consequences, if we have an accident, are likely to be more serious.
We?
All right, you.
So, I have to give up things, but you don't.
I've already given up a number of things I used to do.
Name one. See, you can't.
I don't water ski anymore.
Oh, that's real sacrifice. Two goes at Thorpe Park 20 years ago.
I know you still think you can handle a racing bike.
Peter's got one.
Yes, well, Peter's different because...
He's got a wife who doesn't order him about.
Peter's a few years younger than you and he got very fit after living with Kirsty, the triathlete.
Where sex was on instant replay.
Another calorie burner, also.
All right, that's enough. You're not making me glad I came home.
And conversely, as we get older, we find ourselves doing some things that we didn't do before.
True. I remember you hating it when you had to wear reading glasses.
I was thinking more of involuntary things, habits we acquire, like...
I'm rigid with tension to find out what's coming next.
OK, like the grunty sighs.
Grunty sighs?
Yes, you know.
Sounds like a Damon Runyon character. Grunty sighs. Hangs out with Nicely Nicely and Harry the Horse.
You just did it when you sat down. You do it every time you sit down or get up.
I don't think I do.
That's the point. You don't even notice.
Well... From now on, it would be helpful if you flagged up each grunty sigh so I can take immediate steps to curb my offensive exhalation.
You won't like that.
But if it makes you happy, that's all that matters to me. Promise?
Oh, I promise.
That's my girl, never knowingly backing off.
It's definitely the birthday that's making you so ratty.
No, it's my wife picking me to pieces when I'm just behaving like your average geriatric.
You're very lucky that you have someone who cares enough to tell you the truth. Imagine what it would be like if you were all on your own.
I'm trying to. Got as far as the New York penthouse and the Lamborghini. I could still fall off an electric bike, you know. Simon Cowell did.
He did, and that was nasty. But generally, they're safe and slow.
Like me, safe, slow and grunty.
Two out of three. You're not safe at all. We love our love. Travel section. Have you recycled the Sunday papers already?
Don't you knock?
When have we ever knocked?
People don't usually barge into a bathroom when the door's shut.
I'm not barging in. It wasn't locked. It wasn't even shut properly, so I knew you weren't on the loo. Is that my moisturiser?
Don't think so.
No, it's not.
Told you.
It's my bloody expensive skin tightening serum.
Is it? Didn't notice.
Have you put it all over your face?
I thought it was toothpaste.
That answer doesn't work on so many levels.
It's a bit stingy.
It costs a fortune. You're only supposed to use a tiny dot.
I'll wash it off.
No, that's an enormous waste.
Why don't I scrape it off my face and put it on yours?
This is not a nursery playground. Why are you even using it?
I was just trying it out.
You've never tried it out before.
OK, I want to look good. Is that so wrong?
I've told you, you do look good.
Thank you. But I think everything needs tightening up.
We discussed that.
Not just my body, but my face. I don't want jowls.
You haven't got jowls.
Or flab.
You haven't got much flab.
Much? Thank you. What about these?
Oh, they're just love handles. Something to grab hold of.
Hey! Let's keep this professional. Pretend you're a fitness trainer and I'm asking for advice.
It sounds like another fantasy night and I'm up for it.
Seriously, I want you to look at me objectively.
Right, let me see. Yes, you're still a gorgeous, sexy bloke, but you could lose a few pounds.
I knew it.
And riding a bike regularly could get you back in shape.
So, you do think I'm not in shape?
Oh, I'm walking on eggshells here. Listen, it would be very nice if you started to look after yourself, because I love you and I want to keep you with me for a very long time.
You think I'm going to peg out any minute?
I've no idea, but I think we've caught you just before you shrink into a grizzled husk. And wisely, you asked me to be your trainer.
It was a mistake.
No, it wasn't. I can help you.
Do I have to do everything you say?
Yes. So turn on the bath, squirt in the bubbles, then we'll both get in, and you can tell me exactly what you want to achieve.
Floating away in the bathtub. This may sound strange to you. It feels so nice when you rub. Open my hands to the moon.
I'm just going into town. Back for lunch.
Hang on, I'll come with you. Just let me put my shoes on.
No, it's okay.
What do you mean, no, it's okay?
I'm going in on my own.
Not anymore.
I don't want you to come with me.
Why? Are you going to buy me a present or something?
God, no.
So why can't I come? We could have lunch, maybe see a film.
Another time.
Look, I know things have been a bit tetchy, but...
I want to go...
On your own, yes, you said.
On my bike. Pleased?
Not completely. I was going to cycle round to Marion's on it. Of course I'm pleased!
I wasn't going to tell you.
That was clear.
I just thought I'd go and come back and you wouldn't even know I'd left till I was home again.
Unless I went into the garage, in which case I'd have reported the bike stolen.
Hadn't thought of that. See you later.
Just a sec. I'll get the stabilisers.
Stop it.
At least let me talk you through it first.
I know how to ride a bike.
But this one's very different. There's a few knobs I need to show you.
I know about the knobs. I've read the manual.
And it's easier if I point them out.
Easier for whom?
I know this bike very well.
So do I.
You don't?
I do.
You really don't?
I flaming well do. I've ridden it quite a bit.
When?
When you've been out, doing stuff.
You've been practising secretly?
No, I've been openly cycling round the neighbourhood, waving and chatting.
While I wasn't around?
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Why?
So I could avoid exactly what's happening now, which is you telling me what to do.
All right, go then.
I'll leave when I'm ready.
You should get some leggings.
Go away.
Have you got cycle clips?
Go further away.
Better pop your cycling proficiency certificate in your back pocket in case you get stopped by a policeman.
Have you finished?
Can you get some bread while you're out?
No.
And bananas?
Absolutely not.
But you've got panniers.
This is not a shopping expedition.
What is it then? A joyride?
It will be if you leave me alone.
Can I help you get your leg over? You used to laugh at my jokes.
You used to be funnier.
Wait! Slow down.
I'm trying to get away from you.
Bit wobbly.
Take your hand off my saddle.
I'm your pace setter.
Don't you dare run alongside me.
Then I'll wave you off like the Tour de France. Allez-vous-en! Oh, hello, Vera. It's his new bike. I'm helping him get the hang of it. Bye, darling. Bye!
Go home, you mad woman. Morning, Vera.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
I want to ride my bike.
At last! Could you be any later?
Sorry.
I've been trying to ring you. You were gone so long. And the dentist phoned about your tooth whitening appointment.
15K in 30 minutes. My PB. That's personal best.
I know what a PB is. Why are you having your teeth whitened?
Why not? You've had yours done. I think I need to get a new helmet. This one's a bit tight.
Cripes. You've had your hair cut.
Oh, I don't want it falling into my eyes when I'm riding.
You know I like it longer.
But I don't.
You'll be shaving your legs next.
Aerodynamically, it makes sense.
Joke, right?
Well, I was talking to the guys in the Gyro Cafe.
The what?
It's a biker's cafe near the service station. And they said shaving your legs is a good idea because it stops the friction when you have a massage after a crash.
Have you had a crash without telling me?
No, it's just one of those things bikers talk about.
Do they know you've got an electric bike, your Gyro friends?
Not sure. Doesn't matter to me because I have to admit, you were absolutely right. This bike is amazing. I can see and feel the benefits. It's changed my life. Thank you.
Are you sure you didn't stop at the Epiphany Cafe?
Oh, very good.
You're laughing at my jokes again, which is nice. I'm really, really happy you're enjoying your new bike at last.
Great, isn't it? I'll just empty my panniers.
I'm guessing that's biker's talk for I'm going for a pee. Hi, Sal. Yes, it's okay, he's back. Oh, hanging out in some biker's cafe. He's had a haircut as well. I don't know. He's gone from one extreme to the other, grumpy as hell last week, and now I can't get him off the bike. Also...
What do you think?
Hang on, Sal. I'm talking to Sally.
Hi, Sal.
What's that?
Bought some new bathroom scales. I need them to be accurate.
Who are you?
Off for a shower. Bye, Sal.
Did you hear that, Sal? Scales? He's never stood in a pair of scales in his life. I think the bike helmet gave him a lobotomy. I told you about the skin serum. But did I tell you he sent off for some nose hair scissors? And he's having his teeth whitened? What signs? No, it's just a late life crisis. He wouldn't have an affair because not everyone's like Peter. Oh, no, I didn't mean that, sorry. Sal, Sally, it's... Well...
What's the matter?
Just upset Sally.
How?
Well, she said she thought you might... Oh, it doesn't matter. Aren't you having a shower?
Yes, just left my phone down here. Oh, you've got it.
Why do you want it upstairs with you?
You can talk. You even take your phone to the loo.
Actually, I was about to bring it up. You just got a text message from Peter. He wants to go out for a bike ride tomorrow. And there are quite a lot of other texts.
You checking my messages?
Of course, like any normal wife. Who's Jude?
Jude?
Yeah, she's quite the correspondent. Her latest one reads, hush, hush at the moment. It's complicated and got some stuff to sort out, but definitely want you. Sally said you might be having an affair. Sounds like she's right. Did you meet her at the Gyro Cafe? Oh, stop stupid laughing.
Jude is Jude Galloway. Remember? He was a crime reporter on the evening news. Tried to sell me one leg of a racehorse in the Cheshire Cheese.
Yes.
Completely shambolic. Except he got it together and started a production company after he left Fleet Street.
Whiskey production?
Documentaries. I saw him at the reunion lunch last year, and he said he was going to make one about the old Fleet Street. Hot metal, Spanish practices, press barons. And he wanted me to talk about my memories.
You didn't say anything about this.
Because it was all fairly vague over lunch.
So he wants you to appear in it?
Oh, yes. That was always on the cards.
Well, that's great. And TV always puts on a few pounds, doesn't it?
What do you mean?
Carly Simon read a song about you.
I know. Nobody does it better.
No, you're so vain. Still, I'm glad you're not having an affair.
I haven't got the energy. Busy notching up the miles.
Funny, I thought you were doing all this body sculpting for us.
Us?
Yes, so I'd still fancy it now you're an old codger.
Well, I was a bit. I think you were right. It all came together. The big birthday, the TV documentary, and being fed up with people thinking you're my daughter.
Oh, I don't want you to lose any more weight.
Don't you like the new me?
What I loved about you is that you've always been raffish, louche, confident in your body. I don't want a man who weighs himself every day, counts out edamame beans and pockets my eyebrow tweezers.
It'll be worth it when you see me chisel-jawed on screen.
Let's hope you don't end up on the cutting room floor.
No chance. I've got too many good stories.
When is this documentary being made?
Soon. Next week, maybe.
Can't be soon enough. Shall we go out to eat tonight?
No, it's OK. I'll rustle up a stir-fry.
Don't you fancy a chip butty for a change?
God, yes. But got to stick to the eating plan.
I'll start chopping up the pak choy yum-yum while you get that.
It's OK. It's just a few more details from Jude. Dates for...
Dates for what? Filming?
No.
What then? Doesn't he want you after all?
He wants me, but...
But what?
It's not what I thought.
Oh, spit it out.
Sorry, I'm still reading the details.
Which are?
He couldn't get the funding... Not being filmed, after all.
I'm so sorry.
It's being recorded.
You mean like a podcast?
It's been commissioned by Radio 4, a reunion programme of sorts, Stories from the Street of Shame.
That's wonderful! It's going to happen!
But I won't be on camera.
All buffed up and nowhere to go.
Does feel a bit like that.
But radio is all about the voice.
Maybe I should start gargling with honey?
Oh, you don't need to. You have a distinct advantage already. A very lovely, seductive voice.
I suppose it's got you into bed a few hundred times.
There you are. I bet you're relieved.
I did put in a lot of work trying to look good.
I know you did. I'm proud of you.
And giving up drinking was a good idea. I'm thinking of doing it permanently.
Right, that's enough. You're worrying me now.
I'm joking. I'll open the Rioja.
I think this pak choy knows how to chop itself. Aren't you fed up with stir-fry every night?
Yes.
Shall I go out and get some fish and chips while you have a shower?
Great idea.
Mushy peas?
You betcha.
And when I come back, I'll find you upstairs, and you can pretend to be a burglar who's broken in and wants my valuables.
No, can't do a playdate tonight.
Oh, why not?
The chips will get cold. Conversations from a Long Marriage
was written by Jan Etherington.
It starred Joanna Lumley
and Roger Allam.
It was produced by Claire Jones
and was a BBC Studios production.